On Thursday, Wave Technologies showcased a first-of-its-kind technology in North Logan. What you hear right now is a fully electric bus backing into a very special parking spot. Once put into place, the bus will recharge its battery wirelessly from a charging pad embedded in the ground. Wave CEO Wesley Smith says this innovation will allow electric buses to become more feasible.
You essentially pay about 50 cents a gallon gas equivalent for your fuel instead of $3 or $3.50 for diesel. And so in most urban environments, these electric buses powered by Wave technology are cheaper than their diesel or CNG counterparts.
The Wave bus's wireless powered device was perfected at Utah State's Energy Dynamics Laboratory, which stands to share in any profits of the company. Wave's chief science officer, Hunter Wu, has been working on this project since its conception, and he's excited to see it come together.
I've been researching the wireless power transfer technology actually for about a little more than 6 years now, and the first time when some of these Wave guys and commercial enterprises came to me and asked me, we're going to try to do something real and get this on a bus, I was, as an engineer, was just absolutely excited. It was so happy to see this technology where it is today and where it will be in the future.
The demonstration bus will be put into regular use at Utah State next semester. The University of Utah has also ordered a 40-foot bus, and the city of Monterey, California hopes to replace their diesel-powered trolleys with wireless electric trolleys using Wave's technology. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.